This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. In blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
Now that the weather has turned cold, the leaves are all off the tree, and many of the plants have been killed with the changes in temperature, is the time for you to start to feed your birds. And it's a great pastime. Birds come in all colors, all shapes, all sizes, and can make a great Christmas present with the right type of bird food to keep your outside entertainment very, very happy. And like past years, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is C-Ann, and she is from Wild Delight Bird Food Company. And she's here to tell you all about the birds that can come to your feeder to give you many hours of enjoyment. And if they're accustomed to staying at your home during the winter, that means in the spring they'll be back and mate and produce more beautiful birds that will take care of mosquitoes and other insects that can keep you from enjoying the beautiful outside due to insect problems like mosquitoes and so forth. So let's welcome C-Ann. And she will tell us about how beneficial and how different her bird food is compared to everybody else. Good morning, C-Ann.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. It's nice to talk to you again. And,
oh, it's good to talk to you.
We've had quite a few people that have written me and saying, why aren't the birds coming? I've got the bird feeder filled up and I'm not seeing them. What's going on, C-Ann?
Oh, my. We had quite a phenomenon this year, and that was a big question that a lot of people asked me. It's just like, what happened to the birds? They disappeared. And we had a few things going on here. Well, you look at the weather, how warm it was for such a long time into the fall and stuff. That's factor number one. Factor number two, we had an abundance of natural foods. I mean, that's why when people say, oh, I stopped feeding in the spring because it detracts birds from the natural foraging, it doesn't. Birds only derive about 20% of their diet from your feeders. Their instinct is to forage. So we had an abundance of natural foods this year. The birds, they really didn't need to come to the feeders. And then the third factor, our migratory birds, well, they did leave, but with this warm weather and abundance of food, the migratory birds from further north didn't come down. So we were kind of in this limbo, because I noticed it at my feeders. It's just like, okay, where are they? You know, it's been a long time, and it's normal for there to be a diminished activities for a couple of weeks, but this went on, and it's like, where are they?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Those are some of the main reasons why there was a lack of activity at a lot of people's feeders.
Right, because usually I fill my bird feeders every week, And they'll pretty much empty it over the course of a week. And this year so far, I'm going like every 2 weeks before I can see that the bird feeder is finally beginning to lose some of the seed.
Right.
So it's been, and you're right, it's been relatively warm. I can remember during the month of October still wearing shorts and being outside with just a t-shirt. Because the weather was so warm, but now it's beginning to change.
Yes, November 1st, I officially turned the heat on in my house. That's how warm it's been.
Exactly.
So, you know, now we had a killing frost. I'm looking at my garden, which is looking all so sad. Now I've got to go out there and cut it all back. So the natural foods are disappearing, drying up. So I'm seeing some good activity at my feeders now. I noticed the juncos have finally come down from Canada. You know, those are our snowbirds. That means the weather is changing. So they're coming. They're coming. They'll need your feeders soon enough.
Okay. Now, how should we start off the year? So this is the time now that we're going to get the birds coming. What should we do to the feeders that have been hanging on those trees or on hooks all summer long because, you know, they've been there and we haven't added seed? How should we clean them?
Oh, absolutely. I do hope people are in the habit of cleaning their feeders regularly. You know, I have so many feeders that I just swap them out. And what I do is, and I've had people ask me, because sometimes feeders are so big, how do you really clean them? I take one of those, I guess they call them party buckets that you could fill with ice and put your drinks in. So it's a nice, big, heavy plastic bucket.
Right.
I take that and I fill it with hot water and I put in a couple of cups of white vinegar. I don't like to use any type of detergents because I always worry that it's not going to rinse, you know, cleanly off. So white vinegar is a great antibacterial, and it does help clean your feeders nicely. So I soak them for a while, and then I get them out, and I get a brush to them, and then I rinse them off. The white vinegar rinses completely off, and it's safe for the environment. There are a lot of feeders now that disassemble, you know, so you can pull the bottoms off, you can pull the ports off. There's a couple of companies out there that have taken that into consideration, because that's when you're looking to buy a feeder. Two things you should think about is it easy to fill? Is it easy to clean? Because there's so many of these decorative feeders that are just almost impossible to clean because they didn't take that into consideration.
Exactly.
So I just soak them for a while, get them out, brush them down, rinse them off, and then let them air dry. And once they're dry, I put them back out. And you should always do your yard maintenance, which means, you know, raking up underneath your feeders, get that, you know, the shells and stuff. And, you know, and I've had people years ago ask me, can you put that shells in compost pile? Well, then I really didn't know, so I had to actually go online and research it. And it turns out that sunflower, the shells, are really not a good idea to put in your compost pile, especially if you're going to use that compost pile to put it into your garden, because the sunflower has an enzyme in it that inhibits the growth of other plants. So if you're going to use it in your compost and you put it in your garden and you see your plants aren't really thriving, that's the reason. So I just bag it up and put it out with my regular garbage.
See, that now I learned something this morning that sunflower seed will slow down the growth or keep it dwarfed. So you're right. We should not put that in our compost pile. It should be raked and thrown out with the rest of the trash.
Absolutely.
That's a great tip, CN.
Absolutely. So, you know, just clean your area and get ready. And make sure you clean your bird bath. Now, hopefully people who live in the cold areas like we do have got a heated bird bath. I have two of them. I've got one in the front, one in the back, because as the water sources, you know, iced up, birds still need water. Water is a great attractant to your garden. And in the summertime, it'll even bring in birds who are not seed eaters, like your orioles, because they need water too.
Exactly. One year when my father was alive, he had two bird baths in front of the house, and he hung his bird feeders from the branches on this dogwood tree. And at noon every day, he would turn on the two bird bath heaters. We had bought it for him as a Christmas present, and he would make a sandwich, sit at the kitchen table, look out the window, and the birds would come in, and it would melt all the ice. He would add some fresh water. They would take a bath, go to the feeders and feed, and he would sit there and enjoy his lunch watching the birds eat and bathe in the bird bath, and he had more fun doing that during the winter months. Even when it was snowing, he would turn on that bird bath heater, and they loved it. So that's a good idea for a Christmas present for people who like to take care of the birds during the winter.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break, CN, and we'll come back. And I know you've got some incredible, different mixtures of bird seed, because a lot of people will have a problem with chipmunks and squirrels, and you've got a great blend that will prevent that from happening. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with CN. She is our bird lady that will keep us informed on the birding during the winter months, and she's been feeding the birds for many, many years, and the company that she works for are always looking to improve the quality of their seed. The seed's going to cost you a little bit more money, but there's no waste, there's no fillers added to it, and one of the things that I love is that they add vitamins and minerals to it just to keep them a lot stronger during the cold days of winter. But one of the things that I've been using, and I just love it, and I just love to watch the squirrels. See, and you've come out with a bird food called Sizzle and Heat. Tell us about this.
Oh my, squirrels are one of the biggest questions people are like. They're like, how do you get rid of them? Well, you know what? You don't get rid of them. The only thing you can do is manage them. You know, so there's this whole assortment of arsenal, you know, of items that people use to try and combat the squirrels. Everything from squirrel baffles to squirrel, I hate to say squirrel proof feeders, because I personally don't think there's any such thing as a squirrel-proof feeder. I call them squirrel slower downer feeders, you know. But we also, we came out with something called Sizzle and Heat, which is a capsaicin-infused seed. So that capsaicin is that burning, that hot stuff that you get in your chili peppers. So we soak that into the seeds. So the squirrels don't like that very much. And I'll tell you, the first time I tried it, I was really amused by the reaction of my squirrel. He did not like that at all. But it does not bother the birds. And the reason why is because birds don't have saliva. And it's the saliva that activates that burning sensation. And if you want to take it a step further, there's actually a type of protein within the salivary glands that causes a chemical reaction with the capsaicin and gives us that burning sensation. So all mammals have it, but birds do not.
Wow.
So the birds, they'll get a flavor Because, I mean, I look at my because I have parrots, too. Yes, I feed the inside birds, and I have outside birds. They have the chili peppers and stuff, and my parrots just chew that chili pepper right up. It doesn't bother their digestion or anything, but it's not a fan of the squirrels.
I
have to laugh. I keep thinking about that poor squirrel's reaction when he first ate it.
So it will actually burn. I mean, it doesn't, you know, blister or anything.
No, it doesn't harm them. It's like if you ate a spicy buffalo wing and you get that burning sensation in your mouth. That's basically it. And the squirrels just don't care for that.
Well, I mean, that's a great way to prevent them from coming to your feeder. And I'm sure once they've been trained that they just will keep away from that feeder in the long run. So it's a good item because to get the squirrels into your bird feeder, they'll knock a lot of it out of your bird feeder looking for their favorite seed.
Absolutely.
And you end up wasting a lot of it just falling to the ground.
And a lot of times, you know, the squirrels aren't happy with just reaching in the ports of your feeders, so they'll chew your feeders. They could do a lot of damage. And, you know, I mean, they're hungry, too. So I always recommend, you know, if squirrel-proofing your bird feeders, but, you know, go ahead and set an area away from your main feeders. Set up a squirrel feeding station, and that's where you can put out the inexpensive stuff, you know, the cracked corn, maybe a little sunflower in there and a couple of peanuts. But put it, you know, because they're hungry, too. And they're going to always come around because it's nature.
Exactly. It is nature, and you're right. Setting up a special feeding platform for the squirrels and the chipmunks and your all of your natural animals that are active at this time of the year, they'll stay away from your feeder where you will attract the more colorful birds that will give you all that entertainment during the winter. Cardinals and goldfinches and chickadees, they will give you that nice song that they sing. So, you know, go to your local nursery, local garden center, feed and grain store, and even some of these birding businesses now, and ask for Wild Delight bird food, because there's no junk added to it. There's no filler. Thank you, Cian.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Boneide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. If you have a gardening question, indoors or out, give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261. I wanted to bring Cianne on this morning so that she could tell you about the birds. It's the time to set it up, and it makes a wonderful Christmas present for friends and family. And I mean, all it takes is a bird feeder and a bag of seed, and they will have hours of enjoyment in the backyard. But also to tell you why, if you are feeding them, that they haven't been visible like they have in past years, and it's just been a temperature difference that we haven't had before. So we had a cold start in the spring where a lot of us couldn't plant until the end of May, or even me here in Maine, the second week in June. But we made it up during September and October, but it affected the birds coming to your feeders. But now that everybody has had a good killing frost, and a lot of the vegetation is asleep and dormant for the year, the birds will be looking for a place to get food on a regular basis. If you want to feed the birds, don't start and get them coming to your home, and then after a month or two, you just decide, well, that's it. If you want to feed them, continue throughout the winter, right up until spring, and then you can stop feeding them. But don't get them accustomed to knowing that you have food for them, and then all of a sudden you stop doing it. It's going to harm them more than anything else. So just be aware. Things that need to be done, and you can do this right now. Roses and hydrangea. Those are the two plants that I have the most question over the year. All of your ball-shaped blossoms of hydrangea, they make the flower buds for the following season on the new growth that that plant made this year. So all of the new growth that formed on your plant is covered with flower buds for next summer. If they get dried out or the winter is really, really cold, some of those buds will dry out. And then you'll have dead branches. So in the spring, when you look at your hydrangea or your roses, and you see there are a lot of dead branches, they've dehydrated during the winter months. And a couple things that you can do that will help them. There's a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, depending on the garden center. And it's a liquid wax, like you would wax your floor. And you mix it with water. You spray it on the branches or the stems of your plant. And it will create a coating that will block the wind from stealing the moisture from the pores on the branches. And if you can seal them and keep them nice and tight, then they won't dehydrate. And once they start to lose all of that internal moisture from the wind, then the buds will dry out. They'll die, and if we have a really long, cold winter with not a lot of snow, then the branches will die right down to the ground. So in the spring, you look at your plant, and you get a lot of new growth forming at the base of your plants. But everything above the ground is all dead, that dehydrated. So the results will be, during the summer, the hydrangeas that died back to the ground will have great leaves but no flower buds. The cone-shaped hydrangeas are much hardier, and they produce the flower buds on the new growth made in the spring. So that ensures that the cone blossoms will flower every single spring, but the ball-shaped ones, the round ones, they need additional protection. And what I do on my roses and hydrangeas is you get a day where your temperatures are going to be in the 40s. You spray all of the branches of your hydrangea and your roses. Do not prune them back. If you prune them back, you've made a big, big open area that will lose moisture, just like a chimney losing the smoke from the burner. So the only thing that you're going to do to hydrangeas right now is just below the flower, is to remove the flower. And that's important, because if your hydrangea is filled with big, nice blossoms on them, and you don't remove them, and we get a heavy, wet snow, the snow will build up on the flower, which has turned brown. It will get heavy. The branch will bend and possibly break. And once it breaks, then you've lost a foot or more of that plant from that stem, and that means less foliage and less flowers. So before you spray with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on your hydrangeas or your roses, just remove the flowers. Don't cut into the stem, but just below the bloom, remove them, throw them in your compost pile, and then treat them with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And then the other thing that I do, and it really helps a great deal, once I've sprayed them and it's dried, I'll take a piece of string and tie it to the branches of the hydrangea and wrap it around and pull all the branches together so they look like a teepee, pointed at the top and it gets wider at the base. And what I will do then is put some pine bark mulch. Just go to the garden center, Feed and Grain store, and buy a bag of regular bark mulch that you would use in that garden, and I create a mound like an igloo, about a foot wide and 6 to 8 inches high, and put it around the plant. And that helps to keep the moisture in those branches, excuse me, on both the roses and the hydrangea. Then after Christmas, I'll take my tree down, cut off all of the branches, and lay the branches on top of the roses or the hydrangea. So now you have insulation around the graft of the roses with mulch. You have insulation around the base of your hydrangea with the mulch. You have the anti-desiccant that plugs up all of the pores in your roses and hydrangeas to prevent evaporation of the moisture in the stems. And now you take the branches from your Christmas tree, put it around it, and that acts as a windbreak. So it works very, very well. So if you have roses or hydrangea, that's what you want to do. Okay, Nathan, who do we have up next?
All right, Catherine called about an hour ago, so I'm going to let her go on. Catherine's okay. In Massachusetts.
Catherine, good morning. How can we help you out today?
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I actually did call last week, but I asked you a question about my cabbage rose, and you told me to sit it in a 12-inch dish of gravel.
Okay.
To water it.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got the gravel, and I have the plant, you know, in the pot, you know, sitting on the gravel. Now, do I keep the gravel completely wet above the gravel or just moisten it? I'm not sure. And when I put the pot on the gravel, do I kind of like turn it so it goes into the gravel or just sit on top of the gravel?
Okay. That's a real good question. Now, what you do is you fill your saucer with gravel right to the top of it. And then you set your plant right on top of it. You don't push it in because once a day you're going to fill that saucer with moisture, with water. And if you push your pot into the soil, let's say a half an inch, then the bottom of the pot will be sitting in water all day long. And that's going to rot the roots that are in the bottom of your pot. So you're just setting it on top of the stones. You're filling it with water. And the purpose of that is to provide humidity around the plant. And during the day, the moisture will evaporate. And it will rise into the air. And it will then build up around your rose bush or ferns or gardenia plants that like a lot of humidity, and it helps them to grow a lot better. It prevents leaf drop, it prevents discoloration, and it helps them to produce flowers. That's the reason you bought the plant, was to enjoy the beautiful blossoms that form on that plant. And one of the herbs that I like is lavender. And lavender is not that winter hardy in my garden here in Maine. And I do the same thing. And I'll, again, fill the saucer with stone, set the plants on it, take my watering can, fill it almost to the top, and that evaporation really helps plants like lavender and rosemary, the same thing. It likes a lot of humidity around the plant, and by setting your plant on a saucer of stones, it really does help a great deal.
Okay, that's interesting. But the stones aren't necessary for like plants like indoor plants like basil or oregano.
No.
Okay.
No. Most of your plants can tolerate the dryness of your heat, like forced hot air or a wood stove. But
yeah.
Then you get specific plants like roses. They like a lot of moisture. But see, on a rose, if you miss that foliage. Every single day, you're going to encourage disease to be attracted to the foliage, and you'll get black spots, you'll get powdery mildew on the foliage, but by putting it on top of a saucer, it's a gradual thing. The leaves are not wet, but it helps it to breathe better, to grow better, and it does not encourage diseases like direct misting. So roses don't mist the foliage. Just keep that saucer filled with water.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate the phone call, and you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Nathan, who's up next?
Leo in Massachusetts.
Leo, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. I've got two subjects on the hydrangea. What kind of mulch should I be putting on?
Okay, you can use anything, really. You can put down a nice thick layer of compost, or you can use bark mulch, and it can be a pine bark blend. It could be that colored mulch. Just remember, if you are spending a lot more money for the colored mulch, by the time spring gets here, it will have lost most of its color. So I just use regular compost or everyday pine bark mulch, and then if you want to make it your bed colorful, then use that colored mulch in the springtime.
Okay, thank you. Next, I have a friend and I that have made a large 1,000 plant asparagus field.
Okay.
And it's the coming up on the third year, so we'll start harvesting. But I was wondering, we've been using drip irrigation,
mm-hmm.
and we've been taking it out of the field every year because a tractor comes in with a disc hoe and disc hoes the field. And it's a lot of work to take that stuff out and put it back in every year. Can we just lop off the plant at the end of the year and use that as a mulch?
Oh, sure. I mean, all of your commercial growers of any kind of a food crop, they'll use an overhead sprinkler if the season is dry. Asparagus is a fairly early vegetable that we eat, and at that time of the year, we normally have plenty of moisture into the ground. So I don't see why... you know, if it's a really big area, you could run a series of overhead sprinklers like a golf course does. But to do it permanently, if you're chopping up the soil in the fall of the year, then it's something that's not going to be cost efficient with the labor that goes into setting up your irrigation and then taking it down every single fall. But when my dad grew asparagus, every fall we would cut the asparagus right down to the ground, right flush to the ground, and just lay all of the branches on top of it, because a lot of the foliage of your asparagus contains these little seed pods. They look like a BB. And if they haven't fallen and you take them and throw them away, you're missing the opportunity for those seeds to crack open from the pod, fall onto the soil, and begin a brand new planting, so that you're constantly rejuvenating that planting bed with new seedlings every single year. And if you're able to do that, your asparagus bed can stay really productive for 50 years or more. But you've got to get the little seed pods off the foliage. And again, all my dad did is he took a pair of hedge shears, cut everything right down to the ground, and laid all of those yellow or green tall stems of foliage there. And then in the spring, he raked it up, put it into his compost pile, and it served two purposes. It gave him the seed that he needed, and it gave him a little bit of winter protection.
Okay, so then we can leave the drip irrigation in the field in that case.
Right. Yeah, okay. But if you're going to go through the field with a disc harrow, then it's going to cut the drip irrigation.
Yeah, you betcha it will.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's what I needed to know.
Okay, thank you, and you have a nice Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call. The number here, 855-660-4261.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.